From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN Security Council holds an urgent session on the situation in Aleppo. Syrian and Russian planes have bombed the rebel-controlled eastern sector of the city. The United States, France, and Britain called the emergency session to pressure Russia to end the attacks. The assault, missile strikes, barrel bomb attacks, and artillery fire flattened buildings, leaving streets filled with debris. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power accused Russia of barbarism.
Nobody has to convince the United States of America of the danger posed by terrorists. Our citizens are often priority targets all around the world. But when Russia is espousing fiction, we have to call that out. What Russia is sponsoring and doing is not counterterrorism, it is barbarism.
French Ambassador François de Latter said war crimes are being committed in Aleppo and that they must not go unpunished. British Foreign Minister Boris Johnson said Sunday his government has to do more before it triggers the formal procedure to start its exit from the European Union. He said once that is done, Britain will not let the process drag on. The government is under pressure from EU members and many in Britain who want the nation to start the formal procedure. The leader of the Islamic jihadist group Boko Haram appeared in a video posted on social media Sunday saying he is in good health. A man purported to be Abu Bakr Shekau spoke in a 40-minute video denying statements by the Nigerian army that he had been seriously wounded. The video was released on YouTube. It was dated September 25th. This is VOA News. Suspect